March 24th, 2018, RLRD.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. As you know, we're doing, I don't know if it's ever been done before, to have the meeting run by teleconference. So please remember, I can't see. It's a good thing you can't see me. I'm really pretty good looking when you can't see me. So. So if somebody in the audience is talking somebody please convey it to me so I know who's talking. Let's move to the minutes. Everybody has seen their minutes. Any questions or changes?
It's Mary Jo. I have a correction. Under announcements, the second one, the sentence, the road will be used in the future as part of the phase in. Is that supposed to phase in? Or is that supposed to be phase two?
Yeah, it should be phase two.
It should be phase two, and that should be a period there, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That would be when we had the money to do phase two.
Correct.
So. We wouldn't know about phasing it in.
I have one question. Bob, it's Jen.
I recognize everybody's voice, but I just need to know if it's somebody in the audience.
Oh, okay. I have a question under the new business into where it states about Allegheny Hardwoods. It says that they will be starting to timber soon. When is that going to happen, Chad? It won't be.
Not soon.
Not soon, no.
We'll take care of that later in the agenda.
Yeah, okay.
Because we have to vote on that.
Okay.
So we'll take care of that on full business.
All right.
And at that point, the minutes would be correct. We were discussing they would be starting soon, and we passed Chad to go back and meet with our lumber expert and see where we're at and get it moving. So.
Right. Okay.
Anything else in the minute?
Not that I found.
Nope.
Do I hear a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second that with the changes.
Okay. I have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. No new announcements, except we know that our chairman, Darrell, is traveling. He's actually talking about stopping here on the 27th with his wife, so that'll be a pleasant visit.
That'd be nice.
Hope he's resting and enjoying himself. And he'll be back on the saddle back there soon, and so will I. I will get back in the middle of April, so. To get moving there. Anybody else have any other announcements that they want to make?
To the agenda, Bob, I would like to add under new business the Rusher Lake Landowners Association use of Balcom Beach for the kids' fishing derby and an approval of the fireworks at Edmonds Point on July 3rd. And I have the certificate of liability of insurance to hand into the district.
Okay, very good. And do you want to put in there the possible use for the fundraiser?
We could do that. However, I think we still need to discuss whether we need to close Balcom Beach that day or not.
Okay, we could handle that separately.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
I'll have you bring those items up under new business.
Okay.
You are. Town reports. You have them attached. We'll move on to treasurer's report. Everybody got a copy of Bill's report and the bills to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
I authorize, there's only two commissioners there, so I will authorize one of you to sign for me.
Oh, okay. All right, Bob, I'll sign for you.
Okay. I've looked them over and they all look, they look fine. Any questions on them?
I have none.
Okay, and I have a motion to approve treasurer's report and paying the bill.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it, Bob.
The motion and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Dan, facilities manager, that's me. We'll start with an update on the valves. Daryl sent out to you the latest information. I hope everybody got it.
Yep.
We have gotten, in the last few days, we have gotten the drawings back for the isolation kit. So Hap is now going over that. So far, it looked pretty good. And that's an installation item. It's not something that has held up the drawings for purchase. We did run in, we went back to them and get a confirmation of delivery and ran into a couple of snags. One was that we, because the approval process for the drawings took so long, we got pushed back to another manufacturing cycle. I believe somebody else was put in ahead of us. Excuse me. And so we were questioning them on delivery date, a firm delivery date. Well, they came back with November 29th. And so we went back to them and said that, you know, that's not acceptable. That you got to do better because we're planning on installing them at our October drawdown. And so they went back to the drawing board and did come back with a September 29th delivery. And so we can live with that. That's fine. One thing we that I should have known because I've run into this before, being in business, in Europe, they closed down the entire month of August. Everybody in the country, the government, everybody goes on vacation the month of August. And so that's what kicked it out so far and kicked and pushed somebody ahead of us in the cycle. And they've agreed to get this done before they close in August, and they're figuring about 6 weeks shipping time. So far, so good. We have set out, as you can see in the treasurer's report, the 10% that we needed to pay, $39,000 for the approval of the drawing. Shortly, we'll need to send another 25% for the pay for the material. So it is moving along, maybe not at the pace we would like, but at a good pace, and so far, everything is okay. The road, I was hoping to have final cost for you, but the costs are still coming in. We haven't received them all yet. We've received most of them, I think. So it'll probably be next month before I can give you a total cost. But so far, it looks good. We're under budget. We've been working on the crane to be put at Balcom Beach. Al has done his drawings, and we have Lloyd Sweet is going to do the concrete work, and Bobby Pomeroy will do the digging for us. This will need to be done before water gets up. So we're talking about hoping that we get enough break in the weather, rise up enough so that we can get that in the next few weeks. We will need to take down the old crane at the dam and build, make a template so we get the anchor bolts in the right position when we do the concrete. So we'll take that down. We should be able to take down the old crane with the new crane. That should be too hard for us to do. The new building, I didn't get a report on if they've gotten the siding up, but we will be starting the electric in April or May. And so we should be finishing that up soon. Please put in the minutes. We've talked about it before, but I want to make sure that we keep repeating it. But we will have an early drawdown this year. And the date will be the first Monday in October, October 1st, for more concrete and mortar repairs on the dam. And that's all I have. Has anybody got any questions?
It's Dan. Dan Harris, did you want that steel I-beam?
Oh, yeah. I brought that up with Al. We discussed it. He liked the idea, but he changed his mind. He decided he didn't want to use it because he didn't want to disturb the earth that deep.
Oh, okay.
He would have, it was a good idea. Mm-hmm. But then he got thinking, because part of this is right on the edge of the water.
Right.
And as your concern was, Frost, that was his concern, that if we disturb loose dirt that far down to put the I-beam down there, that it might do more harm than good. So he decided against it. But thanks for your offer. And we may use that someplace else if it's still available.
That's okay. If you want it, get it.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? And we will move on. Bring my computer back up here. Yeah. Let's move on to consent. Dad, you're there?
I'm here.
Okay.
We have We have six items on a consent agenda, and Jenny, Dan, and I did the inspections this month. Really no questions on any consent, unless there's a question from the board.
Okay. I have a request that I don't think it'd be too difficult, but I think it would help us. We have a lot of new names, properties changing hands. If you could add the area, for example, Pease, County Route 49. Well, County Route 49 covers three quarters of the lake. Mm-hmm. I know where the Pease are, but if we could add the Area J or Area G to our list here, I think it would help us visualize where the properties are, especially where there's new names and we don't necessarily recognize it. You think we could do that?
Yeah.
Without causing too much.
Yeah, Bonnie. Yep, Bonnie heard you. So, all set.
Gotcha, Bob.
Okay. All right. I think that would be helpful for us. Some of the new names, I mean, if somebody like you or Jenny or somebody doesn't give us an old name to go with it, we aren't 100% sure where the property is. So if there's no questions on the consent, no more discussion, then I will ask for a motion to approve the consent items.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Chad, your line item?
Yeah, we have one light item, which is Michael's on Sunset Road, which is a pre-sale. And they called them for the pre-sale inspection. In the file, all they have is a license. There's no other paperwork in the file. So the owner is notified of the septic inspection, which they need. They do understand that. A copy of the deed and the survey. which of course a new owner will have to have before a license transfer occurs. Upon inspection, there's a lot of electric down at the dock. There's numerous outlets, light switches. There's also an extremely old tram that goes down to the dock. So I request that those are all inspected before a license transfer takes place. The dock is not in bad shape. There are some boards that are rotted, so they will also need to go through the dock and change some boards, mostly decking boards, just for safety concerns. And that's all included in the write-up.
Okay, is there action we need to take on this now? Are you gonna wait until?
Well, it's just a line item, so like I said, but you know, just so she knows what she has to do.
You sent her a letter?
She'll receive. Plus she's been in contact with Bonnie, and she understands what she does not have in her file.
This isn't front lot property?
This is a front lot, yes.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Windmill Lodge.
Oh.
The red place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So usually, I mean, we like to do this because when a new owner, if this is not taken care of, and a new owner can actually have a pre-sale, a copy of it, so they understand exactly what they are purchasing. Yep. And what they need to do.
Do we know if she is there a buyer waiting or she's just getting ready?
It's been for sale for a while, so I would assume.
It's in the system as pending.
Years. Yeah, I would assume there's a person.
I have no idea who it is, but it is in the system as pending. So.
What do you suggest we do with this? That we.
Well, my
pre-sale contingent on the information that you've requested, or you think there's too much here and we'll wait for the next meeting? Or?
Well, I think, you know, I'm just trying to think. It's a line item because there's a lot of questions with it. I'm not questioning what goes with it, I'm just questioning the what kind of shape it's in.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to, I can write a formal letter to her and make a copy of it for the buyer. We can do that. Okay, sort of to, you know, make sure we cover our bases on it.
Yeah, because
I think that's probably a good idea. I just don't want it to hold up the sale or mess up the sale. It's us not taking any action, but on the same token, it needs a lot before we can approve them.
Yeah, so I think it's probably more important for, you know, the buyers to understand that, you know. So what I'll do is this: I will contact the seller, and I will send them a letter, and ask the seller if I can contact the realtor, or even the buyer, and notify them of the condition. But that has to be up to her.
Okay? Yeah, I mean,
if she doesn't want me to, then that's right. That's in her hands. That's usually how it works.
Okay. And I don't, unless somebody else on the board thinks we should, I don't think we should take any action besides the letter at this point.
Right, and I think the letter, copy of the letter, needs to go in her file so that if there's any. You know, if the buyer were to come back to us and say, well, we didn't know any of this, it's like, well, it should have been disclosed at sale.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else in that category, Chad?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll move on to committee reports, communications. I know Daryl is starting to put together the newsletter, so if you have anything that you want in there, make sure you get it to him. We can get the newsletter out.
I don't think so.
Environmental, there's nothing new on that. Mary Jo, anything on the finance committee?
We haven't had a meeting. We've been in contact, you know, via email and stuff like that. Faith is working on the fundraiser. There's going to be letters going out to sponsor letters going out. We're coming up with a tier for sponsors, We're going to do the big boys, you know, Bennington Boats and all those kinds of people, as well as the local people to help sponsor this. That's about it. Everybody's been just, you know, sending in ideas via email. Hopefully we can get a meeting together after sometime in April when people start to come back. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, sounds good. I know you guys have done a lot of work on that. I think it's going to be a big event.
We hope. We hope to make a lot of money, Bill, Bob.
It all helps. We'll move on to rules.
We've completed up to section 5, and I'm sure that...
Up through 5.
I'm sure that Daryl will be getting with Bonnie and putting these changes online so that the public will be able to see. They weren't, you know, it wasn't anything of real big changes, so.
A lot of it was updating and...
There were some things that were never put in it, like the non-conforming and conforming. Those were actually never put into them when they were put into place when Joe Manna was with us. So it's things like that that will be addressed and added and online for the public to see.
We added language for the new easement. We didn't have at the time the report was written. So, So it's mainly updating and changing some words and making it more understandable for people. The next rules committee meeting is April 19th.
Yes.
6:30. Does that still fit everybody?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Denny. Legal. We did receive a report just a few days ago back from Joel Miller on the resolution. We're not going to deal with it today because he had a number of questions. So we will move that to our next rules committee meeting so we can all go over it. Either Daryl or I will try to get a copy to all of you so you can review it before we come to that meeting so we all have our suggestions. But I told Joe that if we don't have a resolution resolved by our April meeting, that we will need to come up with a way to authorize the food truck again. The board wants to have it again this year. And if we don't have the resolution, we need to come up with a way of authorizing that. So we'll put our thinking caps on. I think one idea is maybe if we don't have it ready, because they'll be starting in May. So our May meeting would be too late to approve it. They'll already be there by the time if we approved it in May. So what maybe we could do is have another pilot. And we could say, if this is running later than we would like, we could say that it was a slow year last year, and because of the weather, a very slow season on the lake, and we would like a normal season to evaluate it and just have another study. So maybe we could do that if we run out of time here, but we'll find a way to make sure that it's clear for them to open up the hot dog.
Was the letter from Joe regarding some new suggestions or?
Yeah, some concerns and suggestions.
Would it be advantageous if we saw what they were?
Well, they
got a copy of those?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll get that to you. We'll get a copy of that, DJ. We got it after Daryl left.
Okay.
And so I didn't want to send it out. I wasn't sure if he had a chance to see it or not.
Okay.
So I emailed Joe back and said we wouldn't. Joe had asked me if we were going to deal with it at this meeting, And I said, because of the number of questions he had, I felt the board would want to be in a position where they could discuss it for a long period of time. So we'll move it to the Rules Committee meeting. But yes, you'll all get a copy of Joe's letter so that you can be prepared and be thinking about what you want to do.
So we'll have it before the April meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else on that? There's nothing else in legal so far? Nice and quiet, just the way we like it.
So far.
So far, yeah. Meeting is early. We'll move on to old business. Dad, if you'd like to bring us up on timber contract, we asked Chad at the last meeting to look into this, and he's done a pretty good job of pulling it all together.
Okay, I made a little sheet up here with all the information, okay? Wolf Creek Timber Management, that they're actually in charge of the account. Okay, Allegheny Hardwoods is a company who was going to harvest the parcels. We have three parcels, okay, that's what's been divided up into. We have parcel number one is a small parcel. Parcel number two is the large parcel behind the dam and by South Dam Road. And there's a third parcel that's not bid yet, and that's mostly our softwoods and pines. So what happened is Allegheny Hardwoods came to us and asked us to do an extension until April 1st, 2019. Last year we already did an extension. Now the extension includes cleanup too. So the way the contract works is by April 1st, 2019, everything has to be cleaned up. All right, it's just not, they're done harvesting, it's, the whole job is completely done with. Cleanup, we do an inspection, make sure everything's done to our satisfaction. When they came to us, they told me they would give us a $2,000 increase in the contract in order to do an extension. So I requested that they doubled it, so they're gonna give us a $4,000 increase. And on parcel number two, according to the sheet I have, they've already given us $20,000 down about a year and a half ago. It's a $46,500 parcel. So they're gonna give us the remaining balance of that parcel plus the $4,000 on top of it. So the way it works is currently they will owe us $30,500. And the timber management company also has a 10% fee to that. Okay, so the way it works is the company's fee is $46.50, which is subtracted from that. So we have a check for $25,850.
Coming now.
Yes, the way it works out is I've been in contact. They sent me a check, and the check was actually incorrect. Mm-hmm. They sent me a $24,000 check, which I gave to Bonnie. Mm-hmm. And I contacted them, and they agreed that they made a mistake. So on Monday, they're going to meet me and give me an $1,850 check, okay, which will bring us up to date. Parcel number one is the parcel near the dam, okay, going towards the fishing area. That's a $12,000 parcel, and the way the contract reads is before they begin harvesting that parcel, which will be the second parcel they harvest, they will pay us $12,000 in full before they start harvesting that. Now, once both parcels are harvested, then we'll, for example, have additional income. For example, firewood companies bidding for the tops, mm-hmm. okay, and also parcel number three, which will involve a lot of pine, okay, which we will bid that at the end. So that's the way it works. I do have a contract here. If you agree upon it, you can sign it, and both checks will be in Bonnie's hands by Tuesday to deposit.
Okay, you've done a good job putting that, getting them moving and coming up with the money, especially getting paid in advance. So the next thing we would need to vote to extend their contract. And I don't see a reason not to, especially when we've got the money up front. Got a $4,000 bonus for their delay. So if I could hear a motion to approve the extension based on Chad's report.
The parcel number one, that's an additional $12,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole job is, the current contract on two parcels is $62,500.
Okay.
That's not counting parcel three,
right,
which will involve some chipping and stuff like that, so we'll do that at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we extend the timber contract as per Chad's figures here.
I'll second that.
A motion and second. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
You guys want to sign that? I want somebody to sign for it.
Who's going to sign that?
I assume you need it
signed when you pick up the $1,800 check. You can't wait for Daryl to get back or me.
Right.
You both can.
So I authorize Jenny to sign it because she signs our checks. So
okay.
She would have that application.
Well, it has five places here for signatures.
Oh, okay. Then it needs all of our signatures.
Yeah.
Well, originally we had five on the last one. That's why we had to put five spaces there. So.
Do you know how many are needed to
this
matter? Okay.
I honestly don't think it's going to matter with three. Last time we had five, commissioners present.
Do you want you to sign or not?
Today's the 24th.
And why don't the two commissioners present sign it?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that going to be sufficient?
Yep.
If they wish more signatures, Chad, we can sign them when we get back.
Yeah.
Right.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anything else on the lumber? I know we can use the money, so it's late, but it seems to be working out all right. Chad, I want to make sure your timber expert keeps an eye on our new road. They'll be using that, and we're going to make sure they don't chew it up or damage it.
Yeah, well, I don't expect them to, 2 weeks ago they went up and it was too wet, they said. The biggest problem with the area is the terrain, the hills, so I don't expect you'll see them even come through until next, probably December, when it freezes.
It's freezing.
Okay,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Good.
Okay. With any luck, we'll have the valves in by then.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, anything else on the timber? Any other questions? Let's move on to new business. Mary Jo, we have nothing under there. Mary Jo has added some items. If you would like to make a motion to those.
I'll make a motion that we okay the Rushford Lake Landowners Association use of Belcombe Beach for the kids' fishing derby on Labor Day weekend, and that we you accept the certificate of liability from Young's Explosives for the fireworks on July 3rd at Edmonds Point. I've talked with Adele, the Von Schleitz, and they're fine with everything as is. Although Dan Harris just brought up the point that we might need to do some more trimming over there. As per Young's Explosives. So, and Adele knows that. I mean, she sort of said that, you know, they need to clean up a little more there. So Dan has agreed to walk, you know, to go over there. We'll meet with Adele and Peter and, you know, do whatever trimming. We'll get CNR in there like we always do. So the motion is to use Belcombe Beach and accept.
They did do some additional trimming last year, so
right.
I'm not sure if it needs more, but it's possible because things will go back.
Right.
What, Bob, one of the guys approached me there at 1 a.m. and said we could use a little bit more trimming, and he pointed out some stuff. So that's why I brought it up.
Well, thank you for handling that for us. I have a motion Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. Any other new business? Anything else you want to bring up? About anything from the peanut gallery? From the public, any comments?
Chad, why you're quiet towards here is Rush Creek is eroding a lot, you know, on the one side of the bank. If you can, right as it passes underneath the bridge, if you can maybe take a walk down there, stand on the bridge and look at it, you know, from...
Looking like towards Hutton's Bay or towards the lake?
Towards the lake.
Towards the lake.
On the other side of Hutton's.
Okay. A lot of erosion.
I think they're, I don't know how far up the creek there's stuff that's ready to come down through there.
Is there?
Big trees,
you know.
Chad, could you take a look at that when you get some time?
Yeah,
You know, actually, if there's anything we can do, you know, to prevent it or, you know, take a next step, you know. I'm going to have to apply for a permit again to, it's from my right-of-way on the driveway to the lake, or to Rush Creek. It's filled with silt. I had somebody come down with an excavator and clean it out, but I'll call during the week and be put on for a permit.
What I'll do is I'll actually go up there this week.
Okay. All right.
I have some time. I'm on vacation, so.
I just want to address it now before I start getting into the thaw season and rain season.
All right.
Have a problem.
I'll walk up there a ways, too.
There's still a tree at our end, too.
There in the mill, right? Yeah, the tree.
Yeah.
That's what they become.
No, not yet, hon.
There's a huge one out in them.
There's a bunch of junk out in the
beyond, beyond us, it's a huge. That tree has to be 80 feet long.
Well, the stuff that came down in January. No,
you actually walk into that? Yeah,
if you go down the road, you know, down to Nectar's and come that way, you should be able to get there. I mean, you come down my road, but it's so muddy, but I think if you come down all the way to Nectar's, down in the creek,
that's a big chunk of town.
You know, go past, you know, go down by Zomps, go down that road to Linda's, down, and then, you know, there's a road there, and then go down.
If I even cut in sections, so it floats up.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because it's sitting on the stone, that new, that's filling in there, and it's gonna hold more stuff again.
Anything else from the...
Have we heard back from the DEC on anything on the,
What I've heard back from DEC in regards to that is when we're ready to do it, we need to take some soil samples because they're going to make us sample the soil before we're allowed to move it anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, so when we're ready to do it, we'll get the soil samples.
What are they going to be sampling for?
Bad stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a new person in DEC right now, so you know that's you know how you go by the book. You do all soil samples, so they're gonna make us before we dredge anything.
Well, I just wondered what they're sampling for.
I have no idea.
Antibiotics.
Yeah. Well, they want to find out if there's chemicals that have come down the creek.
Chemicals.
I mean,
endangered frog there, so we can't move it.
Yeah, it could be.
We'll see.
So when we're ready to go, we'll do soil samples.
Okay. And who does those? Do you send them to the DEC?
Yeah. Then they'll check them out.
Now, is that going to be with when somebody wants to
dredge?
Replace a break wall, or is it only in the dredging?
I would say it's because it's the amount of material being moved. Because right now, you know, they are approving permits for dredging your break walls and stuff like that. But I think just the amount of material we're talking about, we're talking many, many dump trucks be removed. So they're more concerned about when we use it as fill, contaminating someplace else. That's what they're concerned about.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's
anything
it.
Anything else?
I have a couple of things. Do you want to do this under New business or open forum? Or are you going to move into an open forum? Or what do you want to do?
I think we're open right now.
I think we're in open forum.
Okay, yeah, okay.
We're in open, yeah, we're in open forum right now. So
okay, thank you. It's Bob Weed, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. First of all, I would like, I got two things. First of all, I would like to make sure that your launch attendants this year are aware that I have the right to use the Balcom Beach launch for customers whose boats I have in storage. Because I have had issues before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and I have a lot of boats off Rush Beach right now, so. And
yeah,
I don't normally use that launch, but occasionally I'll have a customer that'll come up and say, you know, can you meet me at Balcom Beach? Mm-hmm. And I just want to be able to go over there and use it.
Okay.
And I don't go there enough so they know me, so.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you're right, they probably don't.
If you would, you know, so if you could, you know, just maybe I'll give you a business card and you leave it hanging up or whatever in the boat launch so they know. And I'd also like to get a key, which I haven't had in the past. Okay?
Yeah, the keys, April 1st.
Okay.
That's when it, actually I'll be picking them up next week in Olean.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll have keys by April 1st.
All right. The other item that I have is I received this letter that my file is incomplete from the Lake District. It's almost a year ago. And I came in yesterday and I went through my file and I've got several permits in there that are marked that those items that are on that letter informing me that they weren't in my file are checked off on the permits, but those things aren't in the file.
You have one property? Is that it? Or did you have a couple properties at the time?
I've owned several properties. Currently, I own two.
Okay. And both files have been checked? They check CSWS because see some people have more than one file, so you might have one file in compliance.
Okay, Z.
And one in not compliance. I would assume that your house with your storage building, I think you've had permits there in the past where I've actually come for inspection. So
right. And that's the lot that they're referring to.
Oh, is it? So
well, it's the only two that I own. There's two separate lots there.
Okay.
There was a third, which was next door, which I sold.
Yeah.
Which it was a mess in there because there's actually a file in there with my name on it that I wrote, which it's just a manila folder where I put some information and I applied for a permit to install a personal watercraft lift on a parcel, and then I sold the parcel. Okay, after the owners that were buying it, I agreed to put this lift in for them, so I applied for the permit. That's in there with my name on it, and it's got the new owner's information in it. And they also got the same letter. But I have no idea where my information is.
Who's the new owner?
Stevens.
Oh, okay.
The ones that tore the house down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And they've had permits. I mean, I know that everything was, when I sold that to them 2 years ago, you know, everything was, I had the septic inspection done, I had it pumped, I had it surveyed, and there was a copy of the deed.
So,
and
but
now they got the same letter.
Is
so
there,
I know everything was in place there.
Is there a file in there for Stevens now?
Yes.
Okay, and what's in that file?
Well, he got that letter and he brought everything in, he told me.
Is their file up to date, Stevens?
I'm going to have to check it to see.
He told me that he brought in a new copy of his survey, his deed, and his septic survey. And so, yeah, that should be in his file.
Okay.
But my point is that it was put into the wrong file, and it was in this manila folder that I brought in that contained this permit application. So I don't know where my information is. And I don't want to go out and spend $450 to have a septic inspection and then have my septic tank pumped when I just had that pumped at the time of that letter.
Well, if you have receipts,
copy?
You have copies at
That's
home?
That's not a septic survey. I had it pumped as a maintenance.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I do every 5 years.
Yeah. Do you have a receipt that it was pumped?
So,
no, having it pumped doesn't make it.
No, she didn't. He needs a survey.
Okay. So,
I need a survey, and I don't have one. And the county doesn't keep them.
So.
Well, like, you know, honestly, all I can say is we'll take a look at the files if we find it.
Yeah, we'll find it.
Okay. Well, how did this letter get generated? I mean, did you ask? There's 600 or 700 files in there. Did you just why don't you go through them?
We went through files. Yeah, we checked things because we knew there were a lot of things missing, Bob. A lot of people are missing things. And when somebody comes for a sale, I will tell you there were things missing in my file.
Did you do it alphabetically?
We went through every single file. And I will tell you that there are...
Because it took me an hour to go through my file, you know.
I know.
And you went through from S through W
there was
the
been
same day.
Stuff missing from our file, too. I mean, it's not
so
like you're not being picked on.
Okay, so what do you do?
Well,
we
sent letters out to people, and a lot of people responded, and they brought things in because they were legitimately missing from files.
Okay.
And so... I guess what we're going to have to do with your file is go through and find the things that you say that are supposed to be there, and we'll put them together and get them in the right file.
Well, they're all checked on the previous work applications and the final inspections.
And we'll check
the little boxes
through.
Are checked, you know, and it's not in the file.
And, and how long ago was that done? I mean, how long ago were these permits and whatever you're talking about?
I mean, we were down there not long ago.
A few years.
Some of them very recent, but I mean, over the last 10 years, and they're all marked the same way.
I know.
No, I remember, because you put a lift in. The last thing was at your property.
I put two break walls in. I put.
Yeah.
Well, since I've been a manager, I was there for a special, but you put a lift in.
Did it dock last year?
On the west side. Yeah. So
but
that was a couple years ago.
I guess, you know, like if I want to move a lift around and want to make an application to do that or move a dock on my property, what do I do?
Well, like I said, we'll look into this and we'll find what's missing. We'll go through things and get you up to date.
And if you have any copies of anything, you know, your personal files at home, would be great if you can just make a copy.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but I had... an explosion and a fire 3 years ago that totally destroyed everything that I
owned. We can appreciate that, Bob. Yeah.
So I have no records of any of this stuff. I brought in a survey to Bonnie yesterday that it's a survey of my property that was given to me from John Ryan a long time ago.
Okay.
He had that property surveyed. You know, so he had that and he gave that to me. But as far as the septic, you know, it's in my file when the Dembinskys, back in 1978, the county health department doesn't keep those records for more than 2 years. As far as they're concerned, that permit is good for 2 years unless it's for a sale. Then it's only good for 6 months.
Did they tell you that? Because I remember
about
5 years ago, I got mine from a health department, which was in the mid-90s, and they still had it on file.
They didn't computerize their files until...
Just recently.
Well, it was 2004 when they started to computerize things. So anything before that,
they have to dig...
And I'll tell you something else. Those sanitary inspectors with the county, they don't necessarily share their information with the other inspectors. So if a guy retires, his information's probably gone. It's a pretty nice system.
I thought the only one they did it was Richard.
No. Tyler Shaw's the new head of the department.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't even do the inspection. Chelsea does them now. Madison.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's funny that I had three systems. I was transferring a property in Canyadilla. Right at the time I got that letter, just before I got that letter. So I had three systems uncovered. I said, told Dennis Bliss, I said, pump them all at once. The lake and my other house where it burned hadn't been pumped in 5 years, so I said, let's do them all. And I covered that up, and the day after I covered that up is when I got that letter. You know, and I just haven't done anything about it. And I don't want to I don't want, if I want to do something on my property, I don't want to, you know, skirt
Dennis
the,
and
the
Pam,
regulations.
Dennis and Pam keep very good records.
Well,
because
I know
they
do.
they've
But that was pumped.
Out,
it wasn't
yeah.
inspected.
No, but they can at least give us an idea when it was pumped, the
and,
size of the tank.
And
you know
Dennis, when he pumps a tank, yeah. he looks at it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
so
absolutely. No,
properly.
No, they've been very, very helpful. Very helpful. Yeah.
Well, let's just make sure we look in our files this week. Yeah. I think Vi might have looked. Oh, I shouldn't speak for Vi, but.
I mean, in those files, I mean, I helped do it. They're overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many letters did you send out?
I don't know what the list is there. I mean, you know, and it was in conjunction with getting people registered to vote. I mean, there was a whole bunch of things that we did. And believe me or not, we got a lot of response back from people. I mean, people did send in things that they didn't have in their files. And a lot of the issues are when properties go from dad to the son, you know, they don't notify us of anything, and it all comes up when they try to ask for a permit or whatever. So
it's been a lot better. I've been doing this job for 5 years now. I remember the first year, anytime, you know, probably over half the time a person would come in for a permit, and they were always missing something from their file, and then it would hold up the permit. So now, I mean, we're finding, for example, you came in, you're concerned about it, other people did the same as you. Mm-hmm. And we're taking care
so
of
if I want to, so if I want to file for a permit to install a lift mm-hmm. on my property, is it going to be denied because of the septic being missing out of my file if you don't find it?
Is it? Well, usually, well, to be truthful with it, sometimes it can be. A lot of times we try to find a remedy, call the county health department, look in the files.
I call them.
You know what I'm saying? I mean.
I called him, and he actually,
you know,
he called me back, and he said, I have the original permit. Mm-hmm. He said, but it's not in your name. And I said, well, he said, it's 1978. It's Hank and Marcia Dombinski, which you
yeah.
remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the address on the permit is 8063.
The old number.
And so
yeah,
they came around.
The number.
Yeah,
they changed numbers,
yeah.
And so...
Well, 78, it would be denied because in 1978, it would be.
That's not a septic survey. It's the permit to install the system.
Yeah, I'm saying your inspection is 19. Well, the last time was inspector installed was 1978, which is too old.
Well, no, but it was inspected when I purchased it.
Which is how many years ago?
That would have been 1991.
That's still over, well, 1991, that's, you're looking at 17 years ago.
So you're going to make everybody that hasn't had, get a new septic
no,
inspection
that's
17
that's
years
91,
old?
That's 91, that's 27 years
ago. 27,
27
years
ago.
So
what's the limit at? No,
it was
15?
We've just made it 15.
Made 15 years.
But so if a person has their tank, if they have a... Every 15 years, you got to pay $500 to have your septic inspected.
No.
No.
Nobody's doing that.
No.
They're going to go to just a dye test.
A dye test.
Dye test has to be uncovered. The county has no such thing as just a dye test.
Where did you get the $500 figure?
The fee for the county is $200.
Yes.
I'm saying $400 to $500, and the pump and when you have a septic system inspected. The final part of the inspection is that the
if
tank,
it hasn't been done in the last 3 years,
requirement
yeah.
that the tank is pumped,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
which is another $200. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, by the time you dig the thing up and reseed and all that stuff, you're looking at a $400 or $500 bill. And so you're saying everybody's going to have to do that within the next every 15 years in order to be compliant? That doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm.
I believe it makes perfect sense. I mean, it's we live next to a lake. I mean, this to be if you sell boats.
How are you gonna
go check out the other lakes, see what their rules are. I guarantee it's not 15 years. Some places it's every couple years. I mean, 15 years is extremely lenient. Think about that. You can have your septic system, sand filter. Uninspected next to a lake every 15 years. And that's just if you're going to do a permit.
Okay.
If you're not going to get a permit.
I sold a property at Rockville Lake, and when the dye test was done, it was running right into Rockville Lake.
Oh, I'm sure. I can tell you places here that that is.
Yeah. Yes. And how so?
We all know who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not the point.
Well, it is the point.
But my point is, how are you going to do this with everybody on the lake to make sure that, you know, Mary Jo, you got to get your septic inspected.
Well, first of all, you don't have to do it until you...
Unless you're requesting something
to be done. Okay, that's number one.
Or if there is a physically can be detected.
And yeah. If there's something that physically can be detected, theoretically, if I'm sitting next to someone's house who I know their septic is a mess, I'm calling the health department. I personally would call the health department. And then the health department would come out and the health department would tell them to do something about it.
I would too. Mm-hmm. I would too.
Well, we were on one just this past summer. They put in a request for whatever. We're standing down there and this gray water is coming down the
hill.
And
they put a board across it.
And it stunk.
And they put a board across it for us to walk.
Yeah.
But, I guess I'm going back to your original... You're saying that you have had in your file a septic inspection. You're saying that was in there.
I know that when I bought the property.
Okay, in 91.
It was transferred to me in order to get the dock license transferred over.
Right.
All that paperwork was in there.
Okay.
And so over the last umpteen years, I've had various permits.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those permits, the boxes are checked off on them. You can look in my file.
Okay.
And it says deed, septic, survey.
Okay.
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 But they're not in there.
Okay.
None of them.
You understand? Yeah.
So our first mission is to find them, to look and see if we can find them. That's our first mission. But our second statement would be that if, in fact, you have them in there from 1991, okay, and now you're going to go do something, that's 27 years ago, that you would probably have to have it inspected again.
Well, I can tell you, I've had, you know, and this is where you're going to run into trouble with this. It's going to get sticky. I mean, I've had my septic tank pumped every 5 years, or 3 to 5 years.
So when was the last time you had it done?
The day I got that letter.
So, and you had it done by Dennis?
Yes.
So Dennis is going to have... a report on that.
That it was pumped.
Sure. Right. And that
and
it's
that
working
it's
well. Yeah. So, I mean, and if, for, you know, we could go to Dennis too. I mean, there's options here. But, I mean, the first thing I think we need to do is find things that you say are in your file that are missing.
Okay. And the survey is back because I brought it into Bonnie yesterday and she made a copy.
That's good.
So we'll go through the file and we'll find things and let you know what we found and then take it from there. Are you okay with that?
I think that's our plan of action. I'm giving a lot of time, Bob. So if you want to discuss it more or get into more detail, I suggest you come to the Rules Committee meeting or we can just hash out one item. But this is our regular board meeting. So anything else you want to wrap up with?
Nope. Just if you take care of that at the launch for me, please, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
It's just, it's not, I'm not placing any blame there. Because I'm not there that often. And I, you know, a lot of times, just don't know why I am. So. Thank you, Bob.
Put a big picture of your face up there.
Scare him away.
Anything else? Any other comments?
I think not.
All right.
All right. And our next board meeting is April 28th.
I was going to ask you a question.
Can I say that?
Did you be listening?
Yeah.
April 28th, you said board meeting.
I got a ton of them.
All right. I have an extra one this morning. So I can get rid of it.
I have several extra.
So, Bob, would you write
go ahead. The
we're done.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank
you,
Bob.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It doesn't say what property it is. It says
can
Bob.
Have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second that, Bob.
All in favor. Everybody have a good day, and thank you for putting up with our help.
Gotta go home and watch the Book of the Girls.
You too, Bob.
You bees?
Yeah, did you see Syracuse lost by 4 points last night?
So what do you mean?
You're at the end of this part.